Andy Bagley joins us from D.C. Andy, how are you today?
Happy 5th to you, Marty. How are you?
Yeah, very good. First of all, I always get a weather forecast because we never know what the weather is like in the East. How is it today?
It's not too bad. It was a little drippy earlier, but it looks pretty bright outside right now. A little overcast, but not so bad. I think there's some isolated stuff that could move in later, but certainly the last thing anyone needs is a delay tonight because this game is already getting started later than anybody in black and orange wants.
Yeah, well, bringing that up, we had a couple of people text us. Stefan texted us and a couple of others that the Giants are going to fly out tomorrow morning. Is that confirmed?
You know, I wouldn't be shocked if maybe they decided to do that with the weather being what it is. The other thing is that they don't fly into Reagan because they got a curfew there. They fly into Dulles, so it's a haul just to get out to that airport as well. They have a sleep scientist who works with them, who tries to figure out exactly what the best situation will be for them on every trip, given the variables. And I wouldn't be surprised if maybe they just decide to do that. That way they can just plug in a time, whether it's 6 a.m. or whatever it is, and get on the plane and go. So it probably would cause them to juggle their hotel reservations, and certainly would be more expensive for that. It's got to be about $40,000 or so to stay an extra night for the whole team. But I would not be shocked. I've not confirmed it, though.
All right, but I would assume they're going to do that if they can do it. Major League Baseball has to approve it because they don't allow you to fly in the day of the game because if something happened, the game would be at jeopardy. But if baseball approves it, I imagine they'll do it.
Well, that's a riot, right, if baseball approves it. Well, baseball approved them playing a night game here because ESPN picked it up. You know, so it's like if baseball wouldn't approve it, I think the Giants would throw a three-year-old temper tantrum. But, there's nothing, Marty, you can do about when ESPN picks it up. It's a lot of money. It's a huge TV contract. It's why these guys get paid the way they do. They really can't complain about ESPN Sunday Night Baseball picking them up really any Sunday. But what they want to see change is when they played a Thursday getaway day at New York against the Mets, and the Mets schedule a night game only for the purpose of they can sell some more tickets, probably get some more eyeballs, better ratings on the TV broadcasts, or ad rates go up. You know, it's a little more profitable for them. In those instances, it's mandated when it's a getaway day on the West Coast for an East Coast team. It's not mandated the other way around, and the Giants want to see that changed, and it should be changed.
Yeah, it will. I guarantee the next collective bargaining agreement absolutely does that. Andy Bagley with us, Extra Bags on Twitter, 2 G's and an S. But the losses, and Henry had a 20 out of 32. We've seen 14 losses in 22 games, and, you know, the numbers add up here. And I'm trying to figure out, and I'd say, can you point a finger at one aspect of the team that has caused this? Is it the pitching? Is it the relief pitching? Is it the power, the hitting, just bad base running? What's happened here?
I think it's the power for the opponents, and maybe you chalk it up to pitching or relief pitching or whatever, mostly starting pitching. But really, it's just been one giant dagger in every game. And usually the guy wielding it has been named, you know, yesterday was Bryce Harper, but prior to that, it was Justin Bour and Clint Robinson. You know, you don't expect to basically be going into game six of a road trip looking for your first win because of names like that. But that's really been the story. Then, of course, D. Gordon's three-run inside the Parker to start this trip. But, you know, the Giants led, I think, every game in Miami. They led in the fifth inning or later in I think, three games on this trip. And it's just they've just had trouble keeping the ball in the ballpark when they really need, a strikeout or a double play grounder. And, you're going to go through phases like that where the other team just runs into your mistakes instead of popping them up. And I don't feel like they've played horrible on this trip, but there are times that they have looked horrible. And certainly I think yesterday's game was the worst they've looked, from Gregor Blanco getting picked off to Brandon Belt getting picked off to Belt not covering first base. And that one instance, which was pretty damaging. So, that's what Bruce Bochy said the other day. He said these guys need to play not harder, because they always play hard, but just play a little smarter. And that's that can be tough to do when you're playing these 11 a.m. games. You're playing on the East Coast. This trip really, from a time standpoint, has really beat them up.
You know, you're right, Andy. I'm glad you brought that up. Someone mentioned that to me yesterday as well. If you look at the times of game here. Baseball players are people that like to be in routines. Just about every day you're getting a different time. And that's not simple. It's not an excuse, but it does get you out of your normal pattern.
And the other thing is, as you get deeper into this trip, you know, one thing Bochy really wanted to do, the reason they brought up Adrianza for McGee was because he knew he couldn't afford to play Panic Crawford every game on this trip because, like you said, there's too many, you know, day games after night games, et cetera. Well, what do we have? The lineup just came out and Panic and Crawford are playing every game on this trip. You know, when you get down four on this trip, you want to pick off a win. When you get down five, you really want to pick off a win. You feel like you can't afford to give guys days off. So Matt Duffy gets a day off today, and I would imagine that either Panic or Crawford or who knows, maybe even both of them could rest tomorrow.
Boy, interesting. All right, the starting rotation, we talked a lot about that on the show yesterday. And, of course, Bumgarner, uncharacteristically, you know, and you pointed out his last time, July 4th, he got lit up, too, in Washington. So, first of all, why do the Giants always play July 4th? Isn't that unusual? It's like a 13-1 shot, and they hit it twice.
Yeah, hit it twice in a three-year span there. And the other really early game or weird series we had here was in 2009, where they had to start the game early for a split admission doubleheader after a rainout. And that's when the big unit, Randy right. Johnson, won his 300th game. And then I believe the nightcap was a rain shortened, and Matt Cain got a five-inning complete game victory out of it. So we have had some weird series here at Nationals Park. And then, you know, heck, look at last October. That was pretty weird, a couple of games, too. So an 18-inning game. I'm actually surprised that I didn't find the dead, desiccated body of Lowell Cohn in the press box when I arrived, because I think that he died of exposure during that 18-inning game, along with maybe a few other people. You know the story, right, Marty? It was so cold in that press box, that 18-inning game, and I don't know why they kept the windows open, but they did. And you're at the very, very top. It's the highest press box in the major leagues, right there with Pittsburgh. And the wind was just blowing right in, papers going everywhere. We were all chilled to the bone. And so I found a hot dog machine in the back of the press box that, you know, wasn't being used. And, you know, it's those things like a 7-Eleven with the rollers.
Right,
so
right.
I plug it in just to like warm my hands so I could type, and I'm putting my hands on the hot dog rollers. And then, two other writers come by, they see what I'm doing, you know, by the next inning, every half inning, everyone's running back there to warm their hands over the hot dog rolling machine. I'll never forget that.
People don't understand. Yeah, honestly, I say this, it's Sunday. We always take a little bit of a deep breath on Sunday. But the travel that you guys go through, and I mean this sincerely, you got to be at the game the next day. And I don't know how you do it. I know you left Colorado early just that one time to make it easier. But what's your travel schedule today?
Yeah, not even to make it easier, but just to be able to go to the game in Milwaukee the next day. I would have totally missed it if I hadn't bailed out of Coors Field in the sixth inning. I've never done that before. So we have had some weird ones so far this year. And you know what? The most grueling trip is still to come. It's that three-city trip that starts at the end of July with Texas and Atlanta and the Cubs. For me, my travel schedule is pretty simple because I don't have to cover every home game.
Okay.
You know, we have people like Carl Stewart, Dan Brown, who can go out and they soak up about, you know, 30 home games for me. So, I don't have to cover tomorrow's game. So I'm flying out of Dulles around noon, which gives me a fighting chance at 8 hours of sleep.
Oh, very nice. Now, you tweeted a lot last week, and were you in South Beach with Henry Schulman? Is that true? Is that true? It's a bad image for me.
No, it's that is a narrative that Henry came up with, and I decided to run with a little bit.
Okay.
We did find, you know what? He was staying up in Lauderdale and didn't want to fight traffic after the day game there. He was flying out of Lauderdale. I was flying out of Miami. So we found a nice wine bar with right on Calle Ocho in a little Havana section of town, and had a nice flight of wines. None of them are Florida wines, Marty. I know you love your Florida wines.
Santa Rita from Chile.
You there know. You go.
All right.
So,
all right.
that's about as wild and crazy as we got.
All right. All right. One last thought for you. The pitching rotation. You saw Cain and Peavy pitch. You've seen Vogelsong pitch the whole year. What's the state of this rotation right now? If you're Bobby Evans and you get called in to talk to the investors, what do you say about the rotation?
Well, you want me to, like, rank them in terms of stuff?
Well, is this it? I mean, in other words, we got to wait a month to see. We love what Cain and Peavy did their first time out. Vogelsong's been solid. We'll stick with him. Where are they at rotation-wise if they have to assess the whole thing right now?
Well, I think they don't have to assess it right now. They probably have to have it pretty well assessed 3 weeks from now, and that's what they're looking forward to doing. You know, right now I would rank Vogelsong as the best of the bunch because he's the guy who's most consistently coming out there throwing 93 miles an hour, sometimes 94. You know, I think that he's been able to maintain his stuff fairly well. I've been very impressed with what I've seen from him, even though sometimes the results aren't always there or he has one or two pitches that have cost him lately. If you'd asked me who I would have expected more from between Petey and Kane, I would have gone with Kane.
Yeah.
Just because the rehab starts were a little cleaner. He's coming back from something that he should be able to rehab fully from, as opposed to Peavy, which is more of a chronic type of thing. Things are grinding in that back, that hip. So, but then you saw how those two starts went. Kane gave up, you know, more than two base runners per inning, and Peavy was really, really good. So, you know, I think both those guys are ability to compete with what they have. You don't want to underestimate them. But, you know, we still got a lot of innings to go, a lot of the season to bridge, half the season, really. And, you know, the Giants have not gotten a lot of efficiency out of their rotation. And as a result, their bullpen has probably been used more than Bruce Bochy would like.
Yeah.
And, you know, there is a definite fatigue factor that can take over. And once that happens and you get a bad run going, then it can really start getting ugly fast.
Yeah,
so
it's like
they just need more innings from all these guys.
Yeah, it's like being seasick. Once you're seasick, you can't be unseasick. And once the bullpen gets on a bad roll from fatigue, it's tough to get it back without a lot of rest. One last thought for you, and Andy, thanks so much for coming on with us, Extra Bags, on Twitter. Josh Osich, and I know he didn't get the call on Friday night to face Harper or Robinson, you know, in that sort of situation. But is he in this mix now? If there's a leverage situation in the seventh inning, does he get the call?
Yeah, no, he did face Harper with two men on.
Okay, I'm saying in the PV inning he didn't.
Oh, right, exactly. Well, I think Osich is a guy who definitely could be in the mix to be that Affelt-type guy because he throws in the upper 90s. He's got a good changeup that's sort of a Lincecum-like changeup in that it breaks straight down, and he's got a little cutter that he throws as well. And once they can sort of get him, you know, feeling comfortable in the big leagues, which always takes, you know, some people longer than others, he could definitely be an important bridge because they've had to, you know, get Javier Lopez hot a lot and get him in games a lot as the only lefty while Affelt is down. So, you know, the fact that they could have a lefty who could have the stuff to pitch a whole inning and be a bridge and get righties and lefties out, which is what Affelt had done in that bullpen, that'd be pretty big if he could do that. And Affelt is playing catch now. He's starting to get his way back from that scap injury. So I was going to check in with him today to see if they were going to start a throwing program for him just to find out, you know, how much longer past these 15 days he might be out.
All right, great. And I think we'll see Osich tonight. I think Bochy's got to use him. They've got some tough lefties there that you can't give up hits, the number eight hitter and the pitcher on deck. You've got to play a little tighter game against Washington. So I'm anxious to see Osich, but that's my thought. Hey, I appreciate you being on with us, as always. We follow you on Twitter. It's a lot of fun at Extra Bags, and thank you so much for coming on, Andy.
Oh, no problem, Marty. Thank you. And if Jordan Zimmermann has a shutout, one with two outs in the ninth, I think Matt Williams is going to keep him into this time.
you can bet on that. That's an easy one. All right. Thanks so much, Andy.
All right. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you. All right. More coming up.